This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with director Richard Linklater, who's a favorite to win the Oscar for his Boyhood movie. But first, designer babies genetically chosen by parents may become a reality. Scientists say that over the past few years, they've made tremendous strides in the cloning field and have been able to modify genetics in mice. Deciding the look and gender of your child used to be only science fiction, but it's becoming a real possibility. Scientists urge the general public to begin debating the issue. You can now precisely edit DNA with almost 100% efficiency in mice from the moment the egg is fertilized. That means scientists will be able to fix certain genetic mutations that cause diseases. Or a child could be made to be HIV resistant. Scientists say it's up to the general public if they find this kind of genetic tampering moral or immoral. Curvy women have more intelligent children. Researchers found that fat supplies found in a woman's thighs and butts are needed to develop babies' brains. They say the fat cells were found to contribute directly to the child's brain development during breastfeeding, with a woman's behind acting as a reserve for vital nutrients. A married woman in Bend, Oregon, decided to stop wearing leggings in public because men might have lustful thoughts. The 25-year-old mom made the decision after her husband admitted women in leggings make it hard to keep his eyes focused ahead. She now only wears thin, form-fitting pants at home or with shirts long enough to cover her assets. Now we're joined by writer-director Richard Linklater of the Oscar-nominated best movie, Boyhood.
Well, I was trying to make a movie about growing up, and I couldn't really pick one spot of that. You know, with kids, you're limited to what they look like at a certain time. So I just had this idea of if I could film a little bit every year, I could kind of cover the whole gamut of childhood, of growing up, what it feels like, you know, to kind of emerge through your own, you know, maturation process. So that was the idea. That was the cool idea, but then it took 12 years to make it. So,
did you stick to the original script, or did the plot evolve as the actors changed over the years?
A little bit of both. I mean, I had a very definite outline, kind of knew the last shot of the movie, knew where it was going, had the outline of their lives. But it was kind of, I wanted to use all the time we had to creatively. So we would edit every year, and I had a year to think about the next year's episode to kind of polish it up. The actors were so engaged with their characters. We would talk throughout the year about what was coming up and where their character would be. Patricia and Ethan were, you know, such creative forces, you know. So it was this kind of wonderful life project. So it was using all that time to kind of dial in on what was real, you know.
Was it difficult to get commitments from all your actors to put in that much time over that length of time?
No. Believe it or not, no. Patricia and Ethan and, you know, they're just really, really dedicated. Really, you know, actors are all in, you know. They really believe in what they're doing, and they gave everything to this project. It was kind of beautiful to see. And the young actors, too. You know, Eller Coltrane and my daughter, Lorelai, they really worked hard. She's finishing college right now. Yeah, it was just kind of a slow burn project. You have to, filmmaking demands incredible patience anyway, just on any film. And this was just patience times 12, you know. It just demanded that. It was the only way to tell the story, so I don't know what else to say except it was just the only way to do it.
Now, the DVD release of Boyhood doesn't include anything that we wouldn't see on the big screen?
Yeah, it's got some cool behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, interviews with the little kids and, you know.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you won the Golden Globe for Best Drama. What do you think about your chances at the Oscars?
Oh, gosh. You know, it'll be fun. But I think we're right in there, amazingly. You know, people have really responded to the you know, the film really resonates with them. So, you know, most of the people who've seen the movie, you know, they're adults. They've had kids go off to college. So the movie really kind of means something to them. So, you know, you never know with all that. We're having fun with it. Well, thanks.
With writer-director Richard Linklater of Boyhood, I'm Mike Bennett. And you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This Hall of Famer did most of his damage in the paint. His penchant for drawing fouls landed him in sixth place all time in free throws. And his 24 point per game average puts him in 18th place.
2.5 minutes to go. Dantley again. It's all even. 84 all.
So where is Adrian Dantley now? Adrian served as an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets for 8 seasons under coach George Karl. He even took over in 2010 when George took a leave of absence for health reasons. But Adrian's contract wasn't renewed. These days, he passes his time working as a school crossing guard in Maryland.
Why you want to be a crossing guard? It's not beneath me. You know, I'm a regular guy. I just play basketball. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a regular guy, and I like working.
Adrian Dantley, making it safe for the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So, would you like an easy, surefire trick guaranteed to raise your child's mark one-letter grade? Here's the science of it. To acquire any new knowledge, you've got to jump into it, create those new brain synapses and engrams, learn it bit by bit, and eventually, over time, master the material.
I learned something today.
But how much study time does it take? That, of course, varies from student to student, but there's a point where the individual feels as if they have a grasp of the knowledge, a grasp sufficient to pass the test. And this is where the student usually stops studying. What's the cheap psych trick? If a learner will study 1 clock hour, 60 minutes, beyond the point where they think they've got it, they'll raise their test grade by 1 letter, from a C to a B or a B to an A. Bottom line, study smart, and then 1 hour past that. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.